Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what unusual service will the new Jewish Museum in Madrid offer to people at the end of their visit? The Hispanic Jewish Foundation is a not-for-profit organization whose aims are to disseminate the knowledge of Jewish culture, to facilitate intercultural dialogue, and to promote social awareness of neo-anti-Semitism, xenophobia, and racism, and against religious, racial, or any other kind of intolerance. We spoke with David Hatchwell, president of the foundation and one of its founders, about these goals, what the foundation is doing to achieve them, and especially its key project, the creation of the Jewish Museum of Spain, which will cover 3,000 years of history and highlight the Jewish contributions made to Spain and to the world. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. Could you tell us first what the Fundación Hispano-Judía is?
The Fundación Hispano-Judía is the vehicle that a group of people have formed in order to bring to light a very special project that we're very, very keen on establishing, which is the Jewish Museum of Spain in Madrid. Now, in the process of establishing the museum, and with the same goal as establishing the museum, the Fundación is organized in order to do activities, mainly in the realm of culture. But our main objective is the establishment of the Jewish Museum of Spain.
When was the Fundación created and by whom?
Officially, we got our certification a year ago. We got together about a year before, so 2 years ago, and this was created by former Minister of Justice and former President and Mayor of Madrid, Alberto Ruiz Gallardón, Javier Cremades, who's a very established lawyer in Spain, and myself. And we saw the necessity of a physical space in Spain's capital in order to act really as a permanent presence, in order to show the realities of Judaism, both its past and its present and future, and to connect people, tourists that come here, as well as children that are being educated in our country, in Spain, and to show them the reality of what Jews are all about.
Are there other people involved, politicians, academics, and are they all Spanish or from other countries too?
We are extremely happy to have among our members 25 board members, very prestigious people, very dedicated people to the presence of rekindling Jewish life in Spain. And when I say Spain, I'm also referring to the Spanish-speaking world, so that includes the Americas, even the United States and its Hispanic minority, and the Sephardic world at large. Besides the members of our board, we have 55 volunteers that help us out practically on a daily basis. These are researchers, specialists in various topics, people with experience also in different parts of museums, and they're helping us in the process of bringing to light this beautiful project.
Now, you have more objectives than just creating the museum, and some of these objectives are very, very interesting. So could you speak with us a little bit about those?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, the main objective of why we got together was indeed the museum. But the museum is an instrument. I think it's the instrument. It's true that we're in a moment on a planetary basis where things might not be always physical and they're more digital. But we also think that there's a physical aspect that is needed in order for our objectives to be achieved. That means that the main objective of all of us getting together this initiative is to have this physical space, and it acts as a catalyst for everything else that we want to do. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that what we call in Spanish el hecho judaico, the Jewish element, is understood. And it's understood as what it is, that Jews are a people. Yes, we are also a religion, And we are a group that cares very much about education and about a whole set of specific values, and that we care about human rights, and that we strive for excellence, but that we have to be humble by definition as human beings. So all these things that are not necessarily known that well in a country that suffered from 500 years of zero presence of Jews, physically speaking, although we were in the imagination of Spaniards. So those are the things that we as a group are working on. And indeed, the museum, which is a world-class museum, we're talking about something at the highest levels internationally, is going to also strive for.
You also are very interested in the relationship between Israel, Spain, and Latin America. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, here in Spain, and in Madrid in particular, we're very lucky that physically we're in the middle of Israel and the Americas. So physically in the middle. And this coincidence makes it very, very enriching, because we do have a lot of people passing by, and people travel between Israel and the Americas, and many times they stop in Madrid. And we want to continue that. We think that is a source of value for Jewish communities in Spain and for people that are traveling, so that they can get to see the reality here. This triangle between the Americas, Israel, and Spain has a lot to be developed still. We're talking about cooperation in many segments that we're seeing in fields of science and technology and business and academics. And there's an overriding element, which is the Spanish language. The Spanish language that was born in Spain, that traveled through the Americas, and where the Jews played a fundamental role also, because as most people know, Judeo-Spanish language, the Ladino, left Spain 500 years ago and traveled throughout Europe, including the Balkans, North Africa, a little bit back to the Middle East, and definitely also into the Americas. So we have today this testimony of a language that was pretty much frozen for 500 years, and that represents the Spain that was.
You also talk about promoting intercultural dialogue and interchange of cultural diversity between Europe and other regions of the world, especially Israel and Latin America.
For sure. We believe that at the end of the day, what human beings strive to do is to communicate, and this is our raison d'être as humans. So yes, we want to know more about our past. We want to know more about what happened. We want to know how to connect to others. And when I mean others, it doesn't only mean Jews, it means non-Jews. It means people who have some kind of a semi-Jewish background, of some Jewish ancestor, and that want to reconnect also to that ancestry. We definitely want to connect. There's a lot that still needs to be known. That implies research. And, you know, there's an overall principle here, where there's no people that are better or over others. And today you have technology that allows you to know what your DNA origin is. And one of the things that we will have in this beautiful museum is that by the end of each session, you know, people will leave the museum and they'll have the opportunity to leave a little bit of an element of their DNA. Today you can do it through 23andMe and different platforms. And 10 days later, they'll receive a report stating how much Jewish DNA they have.
Wow, that's exciting.
And you know, I think it is, because at the end of the day, many people, especially in Spain, will be able to see that they do have a lot of Jewish ancestry. And even if they don't have that, at least they will have done this DNA testing, and they'll see that we're not 100% anything. When I've done my own DNA testing, I was surprised, but very happy at the end of the day that I saw that within my personal origins, I thought I was only Sephardic. I am 3.5% Ashkenaz. And in my mix, you know, I'm North African, I'm European, Southern European, and I'm even Iberian, you know. So this is the beauty of it, that, you know, we all think that we're something and we're a mixture of things. And that makes human beings better overall.
Yeah, because look at what happens when they inbreed people, you know, who have been living in the same town for 300 years, or even animals, when they want to get these purebred animals and they all end up having physical problems.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's very interesting that we all come from the same origin. And what is important is our values, our ideas. And it's always, it has to always be from the definition of accepting others and especially respecting others. So I'm a very, very proud Jew, and I became very conscious about my Judaism when I arrived to the U.S. I went to university, and incredibly enough, I attended the Jesuit University, Georgetown University, which is a Catholic university, and I loved being in that environment, which was a very open environment, very value-based also, but that's where I really noticed how much I care about my own Jewish values. So always, you know, if you respect others and you understand your own characteristics, I think it can make you stronger.
And one of the objectives of the foundation is to promote social awareness against neo-anti-Semitism, xenophobia, and racism, and against any kind of intolerance, whether it be religious, racial, or anything else. Tell us a little bit about neo-anti-Semitism. Do you find much anti-Semitism in Spain?
Precisely, those are the values of the foundation. And Spain is at a great moment in its history. I think that from an anti-Semitism point of view, we are today at all-time lows compared to hundreds of years of radical anti-Semitism, which came more from the right than it is today, and from institutions like the church of those days. Today, the anti-Semitism can be felt in the radical left. It is an anti-Semitism which is based on ignorance and based on a lack of understanding of something very specific, which is the Middle East situation, trying to assign the blame for every single source of instability in the Middle East in Jews and the state of Israel is pure ignorance. It doesn't take into account tribes, differences between Sunni and Shia Islam, and so many different things. But this is an attempt that some have in order to simplify things and to blame the Jew among nations, which is the state of Israel. I would tell you that the level of anti-Semitism that I perceive in my daily life is very, very slim, very, very small. And I think we have to work on those things because, again, anti-Semitism is relevant in a country like Spain where there's very, very few Jews, because it's also symptomatic on how crimes of discrimination are handled. So the same way that we have to fight against anti-Semitism, we have to fight against other sources and other forms of discrimination.
What are some of the activities of the foundation?
Well, besides working very hard in obtaining our objectives, which is basically to have a privately financed museum in Madrid, in the heart of Madrid, and that's very costly, and it takes a lot of effort, and you've got to make sure that people are part of that, and you have to do it properly by all means, you know, even with curators, and there's an art part, and there's collections to be gathered, and so forth, and funding to be obtained. What we're doing also is, throughout this period, and it will take us another 3 to 4 years, we want to be active also in terms of our objectives. We decided not just to work on the project of establishing the museum and for 4 years not do anything public. We said, as we're doing this and we're getting people together around the mission, we got to embark upon projects, and if we can act as patrons to other do-good projects that other people are doing, we'll be happy to do that. And that's what we've been doing. We've been supporting, for example, the publication of a few books. We started with the book of the centenary of the Jewish community of Madrid that came about in December. Beautiful work, where the foundation was one of the main sponsors. Today we are sponsoring also a book of somebody who just died, who's Aaron Appenfeld, who was a very important writer of the Shoah, on the Shoah. We have done now recently this beautiful event, this convention of Judeo-Spanish with the Royal Academy of Language of Spain. And we have a few projects along the line that are culture-oriented, and we're getting our business, in a way of saying it, started. So we're going to have a few cultural projects from here till we launch the museum.
Are any international organizations or other organizations in Spain working with you on this museum?
There are international organizations with whom we will have strategic relations. We'll have relations with other Jewish museums throughout the world. There's an association of European Jewish museums. There are ties that are being established right now with the Ministry of Education of Spain, with the Ministry of Education and Culture of Israel, with foundations from all over the Jewish world. We believe that there are many areas where you can collaborate with other institutions, and they don't have to be necessarily economic interchanges. It can be perfectly somebody lending us a collection of theirs for us to have it during some time in our museum, and vice versa. We have one of our donors who's right now starting a collection of Judaica, with meaningful Judaica for this part of the world. And it's so exciting because, you know, he calls us every once in a while and tells us, you know, I just got this piece. And so things are happening as we speak.
What else will the museum contain? I mean, do you know yet?
Well, we're divided in 8 working committees, as I said, with specialists leading it. We will have different areas in the museum that have to do with Jewish life in terms of knowledge from the point of view of our Hagim. It's also to know Judaism as a culture, so from one perspective, which is religious, the other one as a people. There'll be our history reflected also in Spain, because that's obviously a key component of who we are. And when we say Spain, it has to do with Spain, the Sephardic world, including the Americas. There'll be a part of that also dedicated to the Shoah, so that in modern times we understand the unique element of the Shoah and how incredibly marking it is for the Jewish world and for humanity at large, and what we as human beings are meant to do from here onward. There'll be a very important chapter regarding Israel, which is the ever-present link in our thought and the future of the Jewish people. So those are the main themes that we are going to have in this museum.
Do you have a location yet?
Yes, we do, but I cannot share it with you yet because it's not secured. We have a preferred location, which is incredible, and we have several locations that would be really special. We are quite patient because, you know, we've waited 500 years to have a museum of this sort, so we can wait. If it's not 4 years and it takes us another extra or 2 years, we don't mind. The important thing is that we do good activities in the meantime, and hopefully we'll be on time in every single one of our objectives.
Can you tell us if it's an existing building or if it's a brand new building?
It's an existing building, but that we can tear down. So it's great because the idea is it's a building that is really nothing special, and we want to make it an iconic building, something that when people will come to Madrid, they'll say, well, I got to see this, this, and this, and the Jewish Museum of Spain. This is the sort of building that we want to do. We're talking to top architects worldwide already that have taken an interest in the project.
You talked about volunteers and how these are specialists in different fields who are working with you. Do you also have volunteers who are what we might just call normal people?
They're pretty normal. They're exceptionally normal in the sense that these are people that are very, very good in their field and that are giving us the most important thing that we all have, which is time. That's why I separate them from the donors that are actually people that give us money. And some donors also give us their time. So our concept is to seek what we say in Hebrew, shutafim, no? Partners in this mission. Our volunteers are people that are helping us in our different tasks. We have a professional today running it, Diego Moldes, and we're increasing actually the professional team. We'll be hiring one more person in the next weeks. We already identified also that person. And the task is to coordinate among all these volunteers and the board and to make sure that this positive energy that is being generated has one mission. Because, you know, it's very difficult when you get too many people together that, you know, people have different agendas or time frames. And this is exactly what a good coordinator should do.
No, when I said normal, I meant people who are not specialized in one of these areas, you know, in case somebody, in case the real question is in case any of our listeners say, wow, I'd love to get involved in the project, but I'm not a specialist. Do you have any place for people like that?
For sure. It's a question of us understanding what that person is all about, what are their main characteristics. And there's always, for projects that are like this, there's always things that people can help with. So I'll give you an example. Over the last 4 months, we've started to establish friends of the Jewish Museum of Spain organizations in different countries and cities. And we intend to be very ambitious about this because there's a lot of places where this can be done. We started, obviously, in Spain. We've taken that to Miami. We've taken that to Israel. And we intend to do it in New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Istanbul. If we do things well after that, and we have people specifically that we're discussing this with already. We would like to do it in Mexico. There's somebody from Peru who told us the same thing. So the idea is to have satellites in different parts of the world where people get together once a month, and there'll be professors from Spain that will travel to those places, and it will be a way for this cultural element of Sephardic culture and history to be part of what these different chapters in each country share. There'll be conferences, there'll be organized trips that each one of these organizations will be doing to Spain. So what we think we're going to be able to do is to basically give additional life to people who want to connect themselves to this whole culture and to do it in a more systematic way. That's the objective. So people can help, definitely. If people want to be volunteers, they should access our website, fundacionhispanojudia.org, and contact us.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that we might have left out?
I'm sure we've left out a lot of things, but I can tell you that I'm extremely grateful for what people for the last 2 years have been doing in terms of this project. I'm one of the creators of this, but I can tell you that the only way that these type of initiatives work is when people get involved and they feel that it's theirs. So everybody that is today helping in this project feels that it's theirs. And rightly so, because they are part of a history. And when in 4 years' time we'll be inaugurating this museum, all the people that have been working will know and should know that their efforts were conducive to this. You know, it doesn't matter in what proportion. I'm extremely grateful because over the last years, we've been very, very fortunate that so many people have contributed with their time. And when 4 years from today we will inaugurate this museum, God willing, all these people will have to feel that they've been participating into doing something which did not exist, it was just an idea, and they will be able to look at it proudly and think especially that that new milestone is going to generate opportunities for all of us, opportunities for normalizing Judaism and Jewish culture in general in Spain, in the Spanish-speaking world, and to really reconcile the past of Spain's culture with the Jewish world and with the Jewish culture, because there was obviously an enormous debt of hatred and of a past that was not always easy, that over the last years, since 1992, with the new Spain, There's a new road ahead, and there's been a lot of gestures by the Kingdom of Spain, starting with the King of Spain and with different governments of Spain, where you can see that there's a new paving of the road, and we're excited about that. We think that this new initiative with Eladino being part of the Royal Academy of Language of Spain is tremendous. We know that the nationalities being granted to the descendants of the Sephardim has also been a great gesture. So this is the new Spain that there is, and this is the new Spain that we want to be part of, and we believe that the Jewish world can contribute a lot to that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.